GE.com today.
US and South Korean ships. What will happen next? In the meantime, Sotomayor, that's a name you're hearing a lot about, Sonia Sotomayor. She is, of course, the choice for Barack Obama to fill the seat on the Supreme Court that has been vacated or will be by Justice David Souter. And Sotomayor now is hearing from the critics. What do the critics say and what do the supporters say? The debate is in full swing, so we'll move it along here on America Tonight. Also, Toledo police with massive layoffs is now leading to a lot of gun buying in that area. How bad is it? We'll tell you all about that. But first, right at the top, each and every Wednesday, we usher in Easy Ticket Mike to talk a little sports shorts with us, right from the get-go. Hey, everybody, this is Kate Delaney, America Tonight, and here's Easy Ticket Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great, Kate. How are you doing?
Good, good. So we're in the playoffs in the NBA. Well, we're worried about North Korea, but we've got this other side thing to distract us, which is sports. So Denver and Los Angeles playing, of course, tonight. And you were watching
LA
that game.
LA pulled it out in the last quarter. They were tied at the half and then tied after three quarters, but they ended up beating Denver 103-94.
Yeah.
And I'm still looking. I think that the Nuggets are going to win that series. They're going to come in this Sunday back in the Staples Center. I think they'll pull it out in seven games.
Yeah, I agree with you. And what's going on with Cleveland? Boy, they've really unraveled.
Oh, God, they pulled the Mavericks this year. And, that's kind of the way the Mavericks did when they were in the finals against the Heat a few years back. Mavericks are up two games to none and then lost the last four. But, Cleveland, I thought they were going to win it all this year. And, I think there's been eight teams that have come back from a 3-1 deficit to win a seven-game series. But I don't look at Cleveland being one of those this year.
No, I don't either. It's interesting. NBA attendance is up, and a lot of people are watching, I think, the playoffs. You have tickets for the playoffs, right?
Yeah, I've got some tickets. I had some tickets for the Cleveland in the finals. Looks like those will not be any good, but I've got some tickets for Denver in the finals and also for the Magic in the finals. So, I can get tickets for L.A. being in the finals.
Right, so everybody needs to remember, go to easyticket.com, easyticket.com. We like to say this, 80,000 tickets, that's what Mike has in his back pocket. Hey, I'm sure you have hockey tickets, too, because the Stanley Cup keeps rolling.
The Detroit, they knocked off the Blackhawks tonight in overtime. There's going to be a rematch with the Penguins for the finals here this coming up. So, that looks like that's going to be a humdinger this year. And I'm looking for Detroit to repeat again this year, but they're just not as strong a team as they were last year.
No, boy, no kidding. There's no doubt about it. I know a lot of people that are pulling for the Penguins, and I have a lot of friends, I guess, that live in Pittsburgh and outside of Philadelphia and whatnot. But I agree with you. I still think the Red Wings pull it out. It's still not as great as a team as they've been in the past, but I think they managed to pull it out, absolutely. And now baseball, of course, we're definitely in full swing here, way past the beginning of the season, starting to get pretty chunky and juicy, and a lot of good series have gone down. I think coming up we have some really big series, too, as well. What do you like in baseball?
Well, the Texas Rangers, they're ahead in the American League. Of course, we haven't gone into July and August yet. That's usually when they fold. But right now they're, I think, at 600 percentage points. They're leading the American League, and the Dodgers are leading in the National League. Of course, the Dodgers are in a weak league or weak division in their league, and but the Rangers, they're looking real good right now. So I'm still, I still look for St. Louis to come up, and I'm looking, you know, probably for the Angels to come up come September and October.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. As you said, the Dodgers in the West certainly are in control with their 33-15 record. But I still like my Phillies. They're 25-20. They're just a half game back in the East. And they're going to battle it out with the Mets. We'll see what happens in that division. And then, of course, St. Louis leading in the Central and Milwaukee just a game behind them. And actually, the Central division is really interesting because you have St. Louis, Milwaukee, and Cincinnati pretty tight so far right now. And Houston's the bottom of the barrel, but they're 9 games back. If you look at across the board, the worst, I think, in the NL, in the West anyway, coming out of the West and coming out of the National League period, is Colorado. They barely have won 18 games. It's been a horrible season for them so far.
Yeah, I mean, it's anybody's place right now. It's really until after the All-Star game, things are pretty much up in the air. But things start heating up after that. And speaking of All-Star Games, we got some tickets for that if anybody's interested.
All right, so that's good. So if you're looking to go to the All-Star Game, which is really fun, for 10 years I covered the All-Star Games, and I had a blast. Every single place I went, whether it was Boston or Colorado or anywhere else in between Philadelphia, I went back for the Philadelphia one. That was sweet. I did a talk show from there. And it's so fun to go if you're a baseball fan. It is the best because you get to see the skills competitions, and if you can use a vacation around it, that's cool too. So you can go to easy-ticket.com. And, of course, as always, concerts. What's really big? I guess George Strait opening the new Cowboys Stadium with the Jonas Brothers. You talked about that last time. That's still really big.
Yeah, you know, that's a huge huge venue, and George Strait, he always puts on a good show, and he's headlining opening up the new stadium here just in about 2 weeks. The Cowboys, of course, the Cowboys will use it this fall, but they're going to do a lot of concerts here in the mid-cities here in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Yeah, no kidding. And then, of course, people are listening to us national because this is a nationally syndicated show, and a lot of you listening to us, I like to say this, in Connecticut, in Illinois, certainly in Kentucky, there's concerts in your areas, and Mike has tickets for those as well. Eric Clapton and Pink are certainly going on tour, and they're two really big names. She's really big, obviously, and Eric Clapton's always been a favorite of a lot of people.
Yeah, they're both put on excellent concerts, and Eric Clapton, he's touring with Stevie Winwood.
Mm.
So that's, I'm going to go to that. I got to see those two.
Yeah, I think together they'd be really great. I've seen about a dozen Eric Clapton concerts, and I've never walked away, Mike, disappointed in anything that Eric Clapton's done. And those two together, I think, would just be tremendous. And imagine the show that they, really, honestly, imagine the show that they would put on. Well, thanks so much again for stopping by. And again, easy-ticket.com. We'll talk to you next Wednesday, hump day. We start off with sports shorts with Easy Ticket. Mike, thanks.
Okay, you have a good evening, Kate.
You too. All right, and as I mentioned, too, starting off, we're going to certainly dive into what's going on with North Korea and more empty threats. What does the United States do? We'll hear what the Secretary of State had to say, Hillary Clinton. But coming up next, pain management. Boy, I know a lot of people dealing with this. So we're going to talk to an expert in this field, a doc who can give you the skinny on some of the things that are happening. That's next here on America Tonight.
Did you see a doctor?
Call 877-394-6657. KidSeeds.net. 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 If you can't grow your own seeds, you're in trouble.
We may be headed for another Great Depression this summer of 2009. You need to grow your own food or you're in trouble. I sell non-GMO, heirloom, chemical-free seeds, and mine is the best deal around. You get 100 vegetable seed packets for the incredible price of $49. That's only 49 cents for each packet. Start your garden now. GetSeeds.net.
877-394-6657.
1-800-557.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one. Think about this. The product speaks for itself. What a concept. Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your, anyway. Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
Sonia Sotomayor is the choice, as I mentioned at the top. We've been talking about this now for the second day, the choice from Barack Obama, our president, to fill that Supreme Court justice vacancy. Remember, lifetime appointment. Yeah, we all know that. So you're going to hear a lot of pros. You're going to hear a lot of cons. And the biggest thing that's been interesting is Rush Limbaugh says flat out that this woman is a racist. And one thing about Rush Limbaugh, with an audience of 20 million plus, people do listen. He is a talk radio icon, especially super, super conservative people. You know, the whole ditto head thing. And I'll tell you why he considers her to be a racist and how other people are picking up on that. And how the White House is warning, ooh, you want to be careful what you're saying when you go down this road, because you're talking about reverse racism is specifically what Limbaugh is saying and what other people are picking up on. And with that, with those hearings set to start, you know, again, you're going to hear a lot of things about previous cases. Things will be unearthed, but that's the deal. I mean, you want to be a Supreme Court justice, you got to be able to take the heat. So anything that can be thrown at her will be thrown at her. But I said this before, the bottom line is there's no way. I mean, this fills two needs. Just taking even her credentials away. Forget about credentials or what she did or didn't do or any of that sort of stuff. This is politics, folks. And the bottom line is his choice, him being the president, and the need to put a woman in there or the need to put a Hispanic in there, because nothing has been done for the Hispanic people, so to speak. And that was one of the things that Barack Obama ran on, opportunity for lots of people. So this is no doubt extremely big for Obama. This appointment is big for Obama. And is anyone going to shoot it down? They could. Certainly there are some Republican senators who could dig their heels in. But will it really matter a hill of beans in the end? And the answer is no, because they don't have the horses. So there's no HUD. I don't think there's any head butting truly that can go on here that will amount to anything. But let me give you more specifics on what Limbaugh's twist on this is as far as David Souter and replacing David Souter with Sonia Sotomayor. Basically, what he's saying is that you might want to soften what you say about Sonia Sotomayor when her, meaning her nomination was announced, blah, 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 because you have a racist, you have a reverse racist. And he goes on to say, and I'm quoting from his radio show, that minorities can't be racist because they don't have the power to implement their racism. Well, those days are gone because reverse racists certainly do have the power to implement their power. Sounds confusing, doesn't it? But this is exactly what he said on his show. Obama's the greatest living example of a reverse racist, and now he's appointed one. So Limbaugh on his show called the president a racist, a reverse racist, and called Sotomayor a reverse racist as well. And one of the things that Limbaugh did point out is he said that repeatedly she's been overturned by the Supreme Court for misinterpreting the law. And then he also pointed out one of her statements, and this is something we talked about briefly in our last show, during a speech that she gave at the University of California at Berkeley. And, of course, in that speech, she said, I would hope that a wise Latino woman with the richness of her experience would more often than not reach a better conclusion than a white male who hasn't lived that life. So what some people are saying in regards to that statement at a function is that she's disregarding the whole idea of judicial impartiality, which is really, I guess, what you're striving for, certainly, in a Supreme Court justice, whether we think that you can really, truly, completely get that. But that's what you're striving for. And then, of course, Obama threw more gasoline onto the fire when before he announced the fact that he was going with her. He talked about that he had a desire for the judges to have some empathy rather than impartiality, that it might be what the country needs and what the founding fathers intended and wrote into the Constitution. He specifically pointed out the judges who dispense justice without regard for the status of any party that comes before them. Now, there was another comment that she made that's also starting to make the rounds, and we also pointed this one out, but you might have missed it. At Duke University School of Law in 2005, this is a quote. She said, "The Court of Appeals is where policy is made, and I know this is on tape, and I should never say that because we don't make law. I know. Okay, I know. I'm not promoting it. I'm not advocating it. Okay. Having said that, the Court of Appeals is where, before the Supreme Court makes a final decision, the law is percolating its interpretation, its application." So that's the bottom line. So the biggest statements are one at a forum at Duke University and one during a speech at the University of California at Berkeley, and that happened in, I want to say, 2002. So she is the first candidate who's has a Puerto Rican heritage background that would be named to the highest court. We know this background a little bit. Born in the Bronx, the father died when she was 9. Her mother, a nurse, raised her and her brother. So 17 years on the bench, the one thing is she's never directly decided whether a law regulating abortion is constitutional. See, now this is one of the things that will come up. All the authority issues, of course, but that's anybody who is nominated for this position. We've been through this over and over again. Whenever there is that process, I call it the true grill on the hill when the senators jump in, and that's exactly what's going to happen. There's going to be a lot of questioning. There's going to be a lot of questioning as to credentials, background. You know, there's a lot of directions I think that the Senate will go. And I'll list some of them for you. Some of them are the obvious things that we've talked about off and on, certainly here on America Tonight for the past 3.5 years. We know the thorny ones. We know abortion. We know that gay marriage is probably something as well that could come up. And again, it's interpretation of the law. Is she a constitutional jurist? And I don't think, regardless of any of the conversation, whether it's Rush Limbaugh or any other show, or anybody in the Senate that starts to raise some of these concerns, it'll fill the airwaves, it'll fill newspaper column space, but ultimately there's absolutely no way that I can see she will not be approved unless something else comes out of the woodwork that you just cannot get away from. She's been on the second circuit since 1998. I said this before, she went through various levels. She was an assistant district attorney in New York County. She graduated from Princeton. She went to Yale. She was active in a special interest New York City chapter of the Women's Bar Association, the Hispanic National Bar Association, the Puerto Rican Bar Association, the Associations of Judges of Hispanic Heritage, and on and on and on. Pretty much what you would expect. Bottom line is, I got an avalanche of mail on this yesterday when we were talking about it, and I'll go through some of those as we move along. I promise I'll hit up the old email. And luckily, the good news is that a lot of you are actually thinking about it, because I venture to say there are some people that just say, hey, you know, here we go, another Supreme Court justice nomination. And why should you care? And the reason you should care is because this is another branch of your government. And ultimately, if there was never any thought given to it and there weren't things talked about on radio talk shows, like I said, even though it'll fill up space, it'll fill up columns, and it's not going to stop the train, I think, in her case, it's good that there's conversation. I think that's healthy, whether it's accurate or whether some of it's exaggerated or whether some of it's on the mark or whatever. The best thing about our country is the fact that you can volley back and forth, and that you can be on talk shows, and that you can listen to the pundits, whether you think they're ridiculous or you think they're fabulous or whatever. But this all can be discussed. You can talk about whether or not this woman is judicially superior to a white male. That was the conversation starter from the Wall Street Journal. I'll give you that on the flip side, plus odds and ends. Kate, hanging with you here on ATN.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious tasting chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet, or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon coupon box, and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing. Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
Hello, I'm Dan Bassmajan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn and how to ace every test. It's so easy, your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 888-849-6863. That's 888-849-6863. Call 888-849-6863.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams, been haunted by a million screams. But I could hear the marching feet, they're moving into the street. Now, did you read the news today?
All right, so some odds and ends we're going to throw down here on America Tonight. You can join the conversation on Sonia Sotomayor at 800-259-5791. I mean, and, you know, this is, let's be fair and honest about this. Do you think that, because we know this, everybody plays sides. Do you think that she's getting raked over the coals unfairly? See, I already said my piece at the beginning. I think no, because this is what it means to be in politics. This was what it means to land a seat in the highest court in the land. You have to be able to take it. And there is what we would call an official vetting out process. And if you want to play with the big boys, you have to be able to handle that. And that's the bottom line. Because imagine the important issues you're dealing with by sitting on the highest court in the land. And imagine the people that you will be arguing with on important, important issues that face so many people. And some totally ridiculous ones. It doesn't matter. However it reaches the Supreme Court, the bottom line is you sit in very privileged company and you have a spot in the major leagues. Absolutely. So I think you have to be able to take it, frankly. And what's interesting is I read this morning in the Wall Street Journal, and the president, and they talked about this, the president found really the perfect match for his personal and cultural identity. And remember, the president was a lawyer. And think of his background, etc. Also, the fact that he gets some of the people off of his back that have been breathing down his neck about where's the woman, where's the Hispanic. And it certainly solves that problem. But more than that, the two, when he used the word empathy, the two have that in common. And what the president feels is what I said, which I think will come back to bite him somewhat, is that what should happen on the court, judging should be shaped by empathy. as much or more than by reason. Well, that certainly isn't impartiality then. That's a whole different form of justice. And I guess that's the question to ask. Is that the kind of justice you want? Is this a more modern justice? Is this what the Supreme Court needs? A common touch, compassion, how the world works, ordinary people, how they live. Is that a necessary ingredient, as Obama said, in what has to happen on the Supreme Court? So in looking at previous decisions, in looking at life experiences, and I've given you now, I've kind of given you a wide swath of what she's done and how long she's been on the current court, and also her background as an attorney. But a couple of interesting things to keep in mind, some things that obviously she's going to have to deal with. And I said there's some of the thorny issues. So as the first nominee of a very popular president, because like him or not, Obama's a rock star, and with 59 Democrats in the Senate, how unlikely is it that she wouldn't be confirmed? Of course, barring a major blunder. And those two speeches and taking statements out of those two speeches are certainly not enough to tear her down. It would have to be, as I said, something incredibly shattering to, I think, her character or to some of her legal background that they would be able to really poke holes in. And I just don't think that you'll be able to do that. Certainly that was tried. I mean, let's face it. Did anybody watch Clarence Thomas's hearings? Need I say more? Anita Hill, all the stuff that happened. I mean, that was riveting TV, wasn't it? I watched it. Sam Alito, that was another one. There was some pretty rough stuff in that. So it's not going to be a cakewalk as far as questioning, but I don't think there's going to be any problems seeing her confirmed. So she is, as the Wall Street Journal says, the empathy nominee. The empathy nominee. But is this the right path to go down in our country now? Of course, when we're talking about our country, the economy plays so heavy in all the latest polls I've seen, whether it's CNN, I just mentioned the Wall Street Journal and how they portrayed Sotomayor. But the thing that's interesting in the latest polls, still, no matter what, it's not the war, it's not immigration, it's not some of the previous things that would be pretty high on our list of this is what we're worried about. It's still the economy, stupid. It's the economy, the economy, the economy. And why? Well, I'm going to give you some examples of why. If you live in Toledo, Ohio, you might notice, well, like in other places, it is hard to get a gun because people are grabbing them right and left. And why are they doing that? Because they've had a big round of police layoffs. 75 cops let go. So gun ownership has gone up because people don't feel safe with the amount of people that are being laid off. So you have more people in Toledo learning how to work the guns, of course, busy at conceal and carry classes, and a lot of people thinking about getting guns who would never have gotten a gun because they wouldn't have been comfortable in the past. And there's T-shirts that are making the rounds in Toledo that you might have seen in a few other places. One of the T-shirts, oh, this slogan's interesting. I called 911. All I got was this lousy garbage can. And that, of course, started showing up on a lot of people after the Toledo police force cuts. And all the firearm places are saying it's pretty tough to get into some of these conceal and carry classes. So it means big business, I guess, in the sense if you're in the gun business, but it means people are panicking and they think the only way they can protect themselves is to protect themselves. The only way that they can feel protected because of the amazing amount of people, cops, that have been laid off. And there have been attacks on older people. So that's fueling the fire that much more because certainly they're more vulnerable and you have less of a police force. So how are you going to cover it? You can't. The answer is you can't. You have to prioritize and you just don't have the bigger police force you used to have that could be there within minutes. Within minutes. That's an example of why people are worried. And that's not the only place they're worried. Ohio's having it tough. In Columbus, the police chief warning of some really deep cuts without a tax increase. People don't want their taxes increased. But do you want to have enough cops on the street? It's that one time when you need the police. When you don't need the police, you don't think about it. Everything's hunky-dory in the neighborhood. You're going along fine. The kids are fine. The grandkids are fine. Your buddies are fine, whatever. But it's that one time when you have to make that call and everybody's panics and you don't get a quick answer or you don't get someone there in time. Boy, that changes the way you feel. So in Columbus, just down the road, south of Toledo, they're pulling, police are being pulled from highways. Some of the high school stuff that they do, they're being pulled off of that. Yeah. About 300 officers losing their jobs and layoffs. Then you add on the number of people who are retiring and won't be replaced. Probably in the city of Columbus, Ohio, they're going to have about 325 fewer police than they have right now. That's devastating, I would think. I've been to Columbus. I've stayed in Columbus. And it's a decent-sized city. I mean, you're talking about a lot, enough people that it makes a difference. You will not be able, public safety-wise, you will not be able to get, I think, to the places that you need to get to. But tax increases, a lot of people don't want them. So what do? You can't afford the police any longer. Then you got to slash them. You're going to have to figure out ways of where you can slash. And in Columbus, they want to raise the income tax from 2% to 2.5%. So that means it would cost people who work in Columbus an extra $50 for every $10,000 in their annual income. They already pay $200 for every $10,000 earned. See where I'm going with this? I don't know. I'll tell you, I wouldn't want to be short police officers because I might not have to make the call now, but if I have to make the call someday and you're talking about just a hand, when I say handful, you just have to think of the population. 325 is a lot. So that's a great question. In your neighborhood, would you vote for an income tax increase if it would prevent the layoffs of police officers, especially a big chunk? And trust me, this is the same as putting your blinders on. Well, who cares, lady? You're talking about Columbus, Ohio. You're talking about Toledo, Ohio. And there's people that are listening to us in those cities. But it could be coming to your city next because a lot of places, big, small, and tiny, are struggling with this. They just don't have the money to pay people because they don't have the tax base any longer. So it is a huge problem. Would you vote for the tax increase if you knew that your police force was being sliced sometimes in half? I'd have to say if they told me we were going to lose half of the police force where I live, I mean, I wouldn't be happy about it. I, just like everybody else, you want to save every penny you can. But I surely would vote for it. I would. Because I don't want to be without protection if I do need a cop. What say you, America? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Hang with us.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Yeah, those hot summer nights in Toledo, that's what people are worried about. So a lot of folks that normally wouldn't even own a gun have decided, yeah, maybe I need to figure this thing out. I'm going to take one of those classes, I'm going to get my permit, and I'm going to get myself a gun, because if someone tries to break in, if I got to pull the trigger, I'm going to pull the trigger. So massive gun buying there. We're seeing this a lot in the country, but now with certain areas where they're cutting the police forces, that starts to really get people a little bit panicky. And can you blame anyone when you read those headlines or you hear about it on the local talk shows? Because you assume, well, gosh, if I need to reach out to the police, I'm not going to be able to do that because, frankly, there's not going to be any cops around. The one time that I need to call somebody, my house has been vandalized, whatever it is, my car was stolen. It doesn't have to be something dramatic like, geez, there's somebody in my house right now and they have a gun pointed at my head. It can be all kinds of things where you need to reach out to your local police department. So the tax increase, would you go for the tax increase if you knew this was it? You have the choice. You're going to lose 300-plus officers because they cannot pay them, or you're going to have to put up with more of an increase in your taxes. I mean, how many people want to have more taxes? But how many people don't want to have enough police in their area? 800-259-5791. Kate, as usual, hanging with you on America Tonight. Brian, hello, how are you?
Fine, thank you. Question, I'm going to say no as a vote of non-confidence for my police department. I declined to state where I'm from for concern of possible retribution.
Oh.
I see too much abuse of authority under color of law, and I see too much emphasis on the police used as a revenue collection device. They can
meaning
end the
like
war on drugs. They can stop giving so many traffic tickets and abusing citizens.
See, now I agree with about the traffic tickets. I think I just saw a story somewhere on this where people were being pulled over and given warnings, stupid warnings that made no sense. They didn't even really do what they were accused of doing. And we know that it's like the obviously they want to raise the money for the police departments, because everywhere you go, at least the places that I've been, now more you're seeing click it or ticket, and the tickets are like $250 if you don't have your seatbelt on, and they really are pulling people over for that. So you do make a good point. Where are the resources being put as far as the cops are concerned? And some people in some areas are complaining about abuse by the police force in their area as well. So if you have that experience, I can understand why you wouldn't want to pay more money in taxes. I wonder how many people feel the same way as Brian. Brian, thanks for the call. I mean, do you notice that pattern in your city? Or do you feel like, yeah, there's some good apples, there's some bad apples. Hey, it's like life. It's like anything else. The cops are a cross-section of humanity. You get a little bit of everything. But I know some great police officers. And actually, in my own life, I know some really great cops who I think are helpful or concerned about people and don't pull people over for no reason. Don't just try to look for reasons to ruin their day, because that's exactly what a ticket does. So, in a nutshell, Brian says, no, forget about it. I won't even say where I'm from because of the way the police are and how abusive they are. You may have a different experience. If you knew that they were going to have these deep cuts like they're having in Toledo or in Columbus or in some of the many other cities I think that we've talked about before, would you be the person that would pull the lever? I always say pull the lever. That would punch the ballot to say, or touch the screen to vote for a tax increase, knowing that a lot of that money would be funneled in that direction. I mean, here's one thing I do agree with that he said. I think in some areas there are the way the police are used is bungled, that there would be better uses. I mean, if you're talking about pulling somebody over for not wearing a seatbelt versus busting up some drug ring or putting more people in the narcotics division or one of the other beef up one other area where you're having problems, gangs, let's say, then I absolutely agree with that. But that's still the backbone. The revenue side is still going to be the backbone, especially now. So I don't think that realistically you'll see that. Hey, speaking of guns, I said this was, you know, kind of a carryover of odds and ends worth mentioning here quickly. In Atlantic City, they're saying gunfire ricocheted off the walls of the Taj Mahal Casino in Atlantic City, happened late on Wednesday afternoon with some deadly results. Happened about 4:30 in the afternoon, and an employee had one gunshot wound. And he had been with the casino since the day it opened. He later died. They pulled up, they said he had a gunshot wound. Then he was taken, hauled off, and died. And you wonder what that's about. Somebody got mad, came into the casino, started shooting, whatever. I've been to this casino a bunch of times. I grew up not too far from Atlantic City. It's right there. It's a well-known casino, the Taj Mahal. It's along the boardwalk at right near Steel Pier, and it's the second time they've had this happen in a casino. You know, where people, last time they had it happen was the end of January. Somebody pulled out a gun, threatened to kill himself and a cop that was there. There was an 11-hour standoff that included his accidental firing a shot before he ended up surrendering. Wow. And so now this time, and the Taj Mahal is so big, this time they're still trying to figure out what happened there. Literally, it's really just unfolding. But it's the second time that there has been an incident at the Taj Mahal at a casino is the main thing here. And here you go, you got an employee killed in a robbery attempt, so it's a robbery thing. Wow. And that goes to the whole thing of desperation, people not caring, people figuring they've got to do what they've got to do to get money. I mean, that's just the theory, of course, that's floated. But you didn't necessarily have people doing that because with casinos, there were so many people, guards roaming around, that it wasn't commonplace for somebody to come in and try to do that. All right, this is my blunder of the day. And, of course, it's just seeing the light of day. But this happened last week. And what happened was there was a woman who hung an American flag in her office cubicle just before the Memorial Day weekend. And she works at a hospital in Mansfield, Texas. And she hung a 3-by-5-foot American flag in the office she shares with other supervisors. When she came to work, her boss told her another supervisor had found her flag offensive. And she said she was speechless, like, you're kidding me. And here's the real rub on this thing. The woman who put up the flag, her name's Debbie McLucas. It's worth mentioning your name. Her husband and her sons, former military guys. Her daughter, right now, serving in Iraq as a combat medic. I think this woman has the right to hang an American flag in her cube. That's sad. I can't even believe that somebody would have the nerve to say that. The American flag is offensive. So, of course, they were upset that it had upset one of the employees, etc. And I guess patients, families, visitors had complained too. So, her bosses told her that the flag would have to fly outside of the hospital building. That would have to suffice. She couldn't have it in the cube. She wasn't able to display it there. They asked her not to do that. Yeah. That's ridiculous. I mean, come on. So her mother, with all the sacrifice in her life that her family has made for this country, and then worried about her daughter in Iraq, she has to worry about some numbnut saying that it's offensive to have the American flag in the cube. I don't know. Call me crazy. Is that ridiculous? So that certainly is the blunder of the day. If you have a blunder of the day, any suggestions, you can shoot it to me at americatonight.net.